All right, today is Monday, July 14th, 2014, and we're interviewing Mr. Kim Cowles, and he was born on February 21st, 1945. How old does that make you?
69.
69. And my name is Allison Todd. I'll be the interviewer, and I'm a volunteer at Don Bosco Senior Center for the summer. So today we're just going to be talking about some of his memories from Kansas City and different things like that. So first, in the area of arts and culture, you mentioned this earlier. What do you, when you think back to when you were younger, what do you remember about art?
All righty. East High School art, Mr. Robert Ryan, art teacher, he still shows up. He shows up at the Westport Art Show. You keep in touch with your art teacher, you know. I still call him Mr. Ryan. You do that with your teacher. It shows respect. I mean, he can never be, I wouldn't call him Robert or Bob or whatever. It's always Mr. Ryan. I mean, it's tradition. And I think it goes back to the British idea of respecting the school teacher, and you know, I wasn't a great student. In fact, the principal came up to me and offered me $100 to play hooky after he saw my report card. Now, I love comedy, you know. Well, anyway, East High School is a good school, and the kids today are just are wonderful, you know. They're more into learning than we were, you know. They're sharp, you know. When give them a chance to develop themselves, I mean, they're the ones that are going to make breakthroughs in medicine, the arts, you name it. And the children you help to meet, I help today, maybe the doctor's going to help me tomorrow, and so, you know. The arts in Kansas City, I always felt, why didn't City Hall and the people of Kansas City realize our architecture, Northeast, you go south, all over, we see every type of period of housing from the middle 1800s on up to here, you know. And it be the perfect environment for any story. Everything from let's see, during the 1800s, I would say 1821 up until the 1900s and beyond, it's perfect period set, you know. And I was an extra, you know, in the crowd scene on that Article 99, and I was hypnotized by the guy who came down with the camera on the boom. He came down, my jaw dropped. I mean, he should have got an Academy Award just for the way he moved that camera around. I mean, he wore a beret. I forget who I never got his name, but he came down on the boom, and it was the most poetic. It was like watching a ballet. I mean, people don't realize, and the people who make the sets and everything, they're all artists. Even the guy that delivers the pizza. And I met Keith Sutherland in the hospital. It was at St. Mary's Hospital, not far from World War One Memorial, World War One Museum, you know, with the tall thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I met him. It was on the second floor, first floor, and it was dark. And he came out and said, "Hey, I like you." I gave him some advice. I said, "Whatever you do, do your own thing." He said, "I will." And then I said one more thing, which I think he followed through with it. I said, "Make a movie with your father." so you'll always have something to look back on, you and your father working together. And later on, he made a movie with his father. I like to think I put the bug in his ear on that one. my favorite, a local Kansas City. I like to brag about other people in this town. Local Kansas City television personality, Harvey Bronswick, in 1958 to about 63, played a character, MC for horror movies, you know, I call monster ceremonies. You see them today, you know, witches and all. He played Gregory Gray. He passed last year on the 2013, and I called him up one time and I said, you made and this was in the 50s, you made the golden age of the, you helped make the golden age of television golden. And And another thing, 1961, 2219 Elmwood, George McGregor, he was an old man. I figured World War One. I was a few years old. He invited me up one time. I was coming home from ROTC and gave me some stuff from his military unit. That's when I figured World War One. This is good. I'll give it to him. Then I looked at the stuff. It was a Civil War reunion. He was 110 years old, and he was drummer boy in the Southern Forces of the Confederacy. They didn't count them as military. So when you say the last veteran of the Civil War died in 1950, whatever, they're right. But not all the people that were alive at that time that were connected to the Civil War died. You know, there's rumors that the ghost of Abraham Lincoln is still walking around somewhere. Well, anyway, I always meet interesting people in Kansas City, and eventually meet everybody twice in Kansas City.
Right.
Oh, and one other thing, Channel 9, Larry Moore, what you saw as a gentleman and all that, perfect gentleman, that's the way he is in real life. I mean, that guy is phenomenal. People knew these people other than what they're doing. They said, wow, he's for real. You know, And I grew up with two types of magazine, Mad Magazine and Famous Monsters of Filmland. I should remember the guy's name, Forrest J. Ackerman. I met him, and he was a friend of Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff. Well, don't hold that against him. And today I watch Ben Gulli on MeTV. And then in Massachusetts, what's that one bay near where the Kennedy stayed? In Massachusetts there's an MC called Penny Dreadful. Cutest thing. And to this day, I've always dreamt of meeting up with a girl with fangs. You know, out here, grandmama on the Munsters. That's my type of woman. Anyway, other than that, you have some on West. People should visit Westport and all the other places that you there's a place called Trails on Blue Ridge. And in Independence, there's there's a cabin, Nolan Road goes into Nolan Road where the main city square is, you know, where Truman has a police department is there too, the headquarters, and there's a cabin owned by the Youngers and the Younger brothers, you know. And one woman said one day when this opening up, an old man walked in and said, what are you doing in my house? It was one of the last of the Youngers. And you meet the most interesting people in Kansas City. It's not perfect, but it isn't a failure. I mean, if you're looking for a perfect place to live, that would be heaven. That has yet to happen. But no place is perfect. So you can't play one city off the other and say, we're better than you and all that and everything, you know. Oh, I came up with a good joke that all those who like Transylvania Gothic, you know. You know why they don't have pallbearers in Transylvania? Everybody walks to their funeral. Those who like vampire movies and all that would love it. And have you ever seen Penny Dreadful?
Nope, I haven't.
Yeah, that's the name of the woman who plays the witch there, too.
Okay.
The this is so much vampires, werewolves, and all that. It's an environment showing the London streets, the London city of 1891. He must have done some serious research on that. I couldn't believe it. There's only one way to describe Lycan City and that. You've heard of the French Revolution. That explains why Queen Victoria never left the castle. You see what's going on out there? Oh, I've got another to make the British come at me with a rope, but it isn't bad. The Queen of England, Elizabeth, said, I think we shall go to the Sex Pistol concert. Yes, madam. She's curious. So she goes to it. As you know, the head singer spit on the, if you're into punk rock, he spit on the audience. You know, it's an honor to be spit on by one of the Sex Pistols. Well, anyway, she comes out covered with mucus, head to foot, and Your Majesty, how do you like the concert? How do you enjoy the concert? And she said, we are not amused. We will never go to a concert of that ilk ever again. I do the, you know, I'd be perfect for radio, but radio wouldn't be perfect for me.
So tell me a little bit about the neighborhood.
No, I sucked up to everybody I know of. Go ahead and ask a serious question.
So as far as, you're talking about school a little bit earlier.
I got a GED.
Okay.
Went to three schools. East High School, I was 21 when I got out. I liked it so much, I flunked my sophomore year twice. Just to stay in.
Did you have a favorite teacher?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Reinhardt.
That was
Mr. Buchanan, who I went back when my GED and showed it to him. He said, that's great, Cows, get out in the hall. He never had to say that to me. And the school teachers are in a mess, you know. I mean, it isn't the school teachers and all that. It isn't even the student. There's a miscommunication because, now I don't hate the Board of Education, but Mark Twain said, nothing wrong with the educational system, that the only thing wrong with the educational system is the Board of Education. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but we're all not perfect. If I were up there, they'd be reading, in grade school in the 50s, if you were caught Mad Magazine, you wouldn't have gotten in half as much trouble if you were caught reading Mein Kampf. Comic books in the 50s actually taught the kids how to read.
Wow.
Sure, they were silly and goofy, but...
Did you read a lot of comic books?
No, I read Famous Monster Filmlands and Mad Magazine, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was there a church in your, or synagogue in your neighborhood when you were growing up?
I was a Christian, but I know it's weird. I'm a Christian with a Jewish sense of humor. When Woody Allen first made an appearance stand up on the Ed Sullivan Show or something, I got the jokes. Everybody right over their head, you know. What was that?
What kind of work did you do whenever you're growing up, like what kind of jobs did you
have? As little as possible. I hate work. But I wasn't allowed in the same job because of my artificial leg. And the insurance company, don't hire them. Our insurance premiums will go in orbit, you know. Life is full of risk. You cross the street, you can be ran over by a tank. I know that's one in a million chances, but me and my father, Clyde Cowles, was in a car going down on the broad streets, and there was a truck hauling that Sherman tank in front of us. Wow, if we had that, we could get a parking space.
So you didn't have very many jobs growing up then?
No, it's always garden work, you know. It isn't too bad. You prayed somebody would break into you, that someone to talk to.
Right.
I mean, and I'm going to clean it up. I saw on the History Channel, Nefertiti. But her husband happened to be Pharaoh. And they said, I'm half listening, I'm watching, and half, and someone turned away, I listen or watch. And they said, Pharaoh decided to wear his new wig. Nefertiti's husband. Mr. Nefertiti, or whatever you want to call him. I looked at that. And what I said is, amounted to, you're an idiot. I mentioned the word Jesus and idiot in the same sentence. Jesus Christ, you're a complete idiot. But I substitute the word complete for another word, four-letter word. You're a complete idiot. You're a F idiot. So, with an ing, you know.
Mm.
See, I didn't say it. I just like the bleeps they do. And Nefertiti, she's a great lady. She had a poker face all of her life. I can imagine her sitting there, turning her head, seeing her favorite wearing that dumb afro. And she's probably saying, you're a complete idiot. I mean, I can't believe if you were people who trip money, people out of money, and what do you call it, scam artists, back in ancient times, you'd have really made a billions. And I hate to say this, but if I was a scam artist, I'd pick the highly educated people to scam, because they are optimistic and they believe people are honest with them and they're good natured and everything. Lambs to the slaughter, you know.
So tell me a little bit about some historical events that you lived through. Maybe some of the things specific to Kansas City, like the era.
Did I mention the Civil War veteran?
Yes, you did.
Oh, historical events. Well, I was mugged and took me to Truman Medical and had one of those, you know, when they put you in the thing and of your head, see if there's any damage or something. I always wondered what they saw because I heard laughter from the control room. No, I just can't help it. I've got to make jokes, you know. All right, historical. My history deal is always mixed with comedy. I'm in a 21-26 Cleveland when me, Linda, and Ed, we're still living together. Linda and Ed are married. We have cats, a dog named Precious, just like a baby when you hold it. All furry creatures are like little babies. Well, anyway, I went across, and I grew up at 2219 Elm, not far from, across from Maslin Park. And then as you go west, St. Mary's Cemetery. I went over there. And I'm proud of this. I asked the guys over there, hey, you do a great job. They said, thank you, you know, keeping the place up. I said, well, you got anything planned, like a funeral? No, we have no funerals. Then I deliberate, here it comes. I said, well, business is dead.
I get it.
Oh, boo. And then, other than that, oh, they have a deal there in St. Mary's for children that are aborted. They have a memorial to them and all that. I'm not doing nothing. Knights of Columbus down there. It's so boring. I went in a cemetery and saw what was happening. My most lively get-together was in a cemetery, pardon the pun.
So, do you have anything else that you want to
One other thing. The people here at Don Bosco are doing their best. Like I say, they're human. They make mistakes and they succeed and all that. Like I saw a white car at Maple in Missouri. We're going there, coming down here. I'm on the bus. And it's off the road, aimed south on the right side of the road going north. And it's off in the grass. And it looked like there was a little girl pigtails in the driver in the passenger side, front seat. I said, so I went up there and I told the guy over here who works in the kitchen about it. And I said, call the cops, see what's going on here. You know, a little girl may be in distress or whatever. I said, call the cops, see what's going on. He called Mo, which is actually better than the cops. And he said, oh, the child there, two children there smoking cigarettes. I'm sure I'm on those kids' Christmas. You know, how kids were. Oh, one smoking. July 14, 2011, Miss Tippity Witchett, which has since gone to what you would call Kitty Heaven, was sitting there looking at me. I'm smoking cigarettes. All right, I'll give up cigarettes for you. And I haven't had a tobacco since. You know, when you give it up, give something you like up for a loved one that could be dangerous to you, you can stick with it. Especially when the kitty goes to heaven, you know. Another thing, cigarettes and all that and everything. Oh, historical thing. Jack Spiro and Englander, they're Jewish friends of mine. You know, Mr. Englander went to heaven, or, you know. Hopefully we all end up there. Well, anyway, I went to the doors one time and Jack's behind the counter and we swapped jokes and everything. Anyway, I went to the door and I couldn't help it. I was inspired. I took a deep breath and I said, ah, the aroma of carcinoma. And Jack said, hear, hear. And I bought a couple of cigars and went out. Well, anyway, I found out that it's very expensive, and that little kitty looking at me. Oh, now I got to put this delicately. I'm laying on the bed. Miss Witchett is aimed away from me on the bed. And then I had a flatulence loud. And the kitty rose about 2 inches. The whole body levitated up and slammed back down on the bed. It did 180 degree and looked at me like cats do when they're about to kill each other. I'm sorry. But Kansas City is a wonderful place because it has good points and bad points. There's room for improvement in Kansas City. And hey, don't blame City Hall on all the troubles. It would help if everybody got out and vote at times, you know. Everybody's blaming President Obama on everything. Hey, he isn't Superman. You didn't hire Superman. You hired a guy to be President of the United States. I mean, even Solomon the Wise had problems with, you know, they blame him on a lot of lies. Anyway, he's only a human being which you, the people, elected. Now, if he's guilty of any form of stupidity, which you can't be stupid and end up as president. You have help, but you can't be stupid. And and then you go around and blame them. Hey, you voted them in office. A lot of people are saying, I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat. You know, get out and vote. Instead of looking at what the guy says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a pot in every chicken. That's a terrible joke. So I'm going to get cigars out the babies. I'm gonna give everybody a brick of gold, which wouldn't do any good, because about if everybody had $1 million in gold, a cup of coffee would be $100. You know, they just raise the price to get that gold out of your hands into their cash register. So don't blame the president or Congress. You get what you vote for. Find out what they've done, whether you're Democrat, Republican, or like me, an idiot. Get out there and try to find out what that person's actually done. Common sense and everything. I know that's a long shot, but if you find a person like that running for office, vote for him.
All right, well, we're actually out of time, so that completes interview with Mr.
Cowles. All right, thank you. God bless you, and I hope you win the lottery. Well, at the end, it's sort of like a...